on this episode of Counting Cars. How you doing, brother?
Good. How about yourself?
If you got a minute, can I talk to you about your car?
Caught me at a good time. I was getting ready to roll it out.
Jill here, she's in the mood for a custom bike.
Just don't tell my mother.
Have a zoo.
That's what we're giving away this year, man.
That thing is sick!
I say it's time we give away a Cadillac.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. While it's just you and me, let's just cruise this neighborhood real quick.
Hey, I always wanted to see how you do this hunting.
Yeah, there's no real science, brother. See, always check the backyard, see if you can see through the gates. Nothing. Not at all. Over there on the left, check that out.
It's from the 60s, right?
Yes, that would be a 1965 Thunderbird. Good-looking car.
Yeah.
Big money, no way for me to make money. Let's see, keep shopping.
Look, there's a Challenger.
Yeah, this guy's got some nice cars. Ooh, dude.
Was that something shining back there?
Oh, yeah. We gotta stop and take a peek here for a second. Hey, listen, man. Be careful, Roman. Watch for dogs and watch for guns.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Just be careful. Man, I'm loving the look of this big old engine hiding behind this fence. I'm hoping Rolly is my good luck charm, and today I get to score a great flip. That thing's beautiful all the way around.
Dude, that's not funny.
It is funny to me.
You actually sound like a dog.
Let's go knock on the door, dude.
Man.
I can't help myself. That was a good knock. That was an authoritative knock. I like that. Oh, there's somebody.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, man?
Good, good, good. I don't mean to interrupt you here at your house, man. We own a car shop here in Vegas. I got a glimpse of what appears to be a gorgeous old Malibu back there, bro. If you got a minute, can I talk to you about your car?
Yes.
Seriously?
Seriously.
You're awesome, dude. I appreciate that. I'm Danny.
My name's Livio.
Livio?
You are? Rolly.
Rolly.
Rolly. I can Rolly.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you taking the time.
Caught me at a good time. I was getting ready to roll it out.
I mean, it's perfect, brother.
It is. 65 Chevelle.
Nice. I love it.
Damn, look at those tires.
I love it. In 1964, Chevrolet's release of the Chevelle helped launch the muscle car craze. The public was ready for bigger, more powerful, and sportier rides, and the Chevelle delivered. It would become one of the most successful models from General Motors. Hot rodders find the Chevelle to make a perfect pro street car, which is basically a dragster with a license plate.
You know, when you do take it out, you get a lot of head turns. You get people going, wow.
Show off, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
I like that.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I'm over that. I want somebody else to show it off now.
Are you possibly looking to sell this car?
Yeah, I am looking to sell it.
Okay, all right. I got to hear about the engine, man. Tell me about this engine.
454 punched out, so it's a 468.
Nice. Man, this interior is absolutely beautiful. I gotta say, Livio went all out on this Chevelle. I know the market for a car like this is pretty specific, but if I can score this thing for $30,000, I'm gonna take her home. She's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
What would you think about me taking it down the block and back?
You buy the car, you can take it wherever you want.
That's an appropriate car guy answer. Right there, man. I like that. What would you take for it?
For what I got into it, I'd like to see 45 out of it.
I believe you. In my business, I've got to buy things and then be able to make money on them and things like that. So, you know, I don't know if you're open to offers, and I don't know if I'm being insulting, but I mean, would you even consider an offer like around, you know, like around 30 grand for a car like this?
I don't think so. Bring it closer to like 40. I'll drop it 5.
I can't believe we just found this car 5 minutes ago and now Danny and this guy talking $30,000-$40,000. This is crazy, but it's exciting.
33 is a lucky number for me.
I'll go 37.5. 37.5 is as low as I could go on this.
don't think I can do it today. I'm going to have to hold. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to talk to my manager back there and see what he thinks. Livio, brother?
Hey, it's a real pleasure to meet you.
Come by the shop anytime.
I will. I'd love to.
When you find an awesome ride like this and then discover it's actually for sale, that's the kind of thing dreams are made of. Livio and I, we're still $5,000 apart, and that can make the difference between a good flip and a bad flip. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to walk away. I got to really think about this.
But you have to make your profit, right?
Absolutely, man.
So am I understanding right? We're going to go look at a car for the raffle, right? For the Rockabilly reunion.
Danny's pretty set on this Cadillac, so...
Where do we make the right turn at?
You know what? I think you might have missed it.
I missed it? No.
Oh, go up here. Go up here.
Oh,
right up here.
Gotcha. Every year we go to the Rockabilly reunion at Lake Havasu, we always like to raffle off something so we can give part of the proceeds to charity. This year, we're a little behind in time. We get about 3 weeks before the event, and we still don't have a car. Danny's got the flu, so Kevin and I are hoping to find the right car. What's going on, Mike? First time I've been to your shop, man.
Really?
Wow, this is beautiful.
I've been here before.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
How are you?
Good.
Where's Bella? There she is. Come here, sweetie pie.
Come say hi.
So Danny sent us over to look at a Cadillac that he talked to you about?
Yeah, the Blue 66. Come on back. Let's take a look at it.
All right.
Holy smokes, Mike. I didn't know you had this many cars.
At Classic and Collectible Cars, we sell classic and special interest vehicles. I've known Danny for probably 25 years. I don't do restoration, but whenever somebody comes into my store and says, hey, I need my classic restored or want something built custom, Danny's the number one guy that we send cars to.
Mike, I'm digging on this.
This is it. This is the last year of this body style. 1981 Z28.
This is me right here, bro.
You like that?
Oh, man. It's just something that I saw when I was a kid that I fell in love with.
That's what this business is all about. It's all about reliving a memory.
Kevin, you got $8,000 into your Dodge pickup this year. You're done buying.
One of these days, Mike, I'll have a Z28. So anyway, this must be the car right here.
This is it, big blue.
Man.
Dude.
I see why Danny likes it.
And that's perfect.
Yeah, I know of his affection for 65 and 66 Cadillacs.
Yep.
This is the perfect car for the Rockabilly reunion. So how much?
$7,000.
Mike, I mean, honestly, what you're asking for is a really fair price, but I have to countify it. And that means I got to put probably about $3,500 to $4,000 into it.
Yep.
That gets it almost out of a raffle car price. I'm not trying to insult you or anything, but really, I was looking to be somewhere around $5,200.
Ooh, yeah, I couldn't do that.
Can we get a little tighter on the price?
How about 56?
How about you don't even think no more, we'll do a 5750 and let's be done, go home.
Sold.
Big Blue's coming home with us. Mike, thanks again,
brother. Hey, you bet, man.
Mike gave us a great deal on this Coupe de Ville. It's a sweet ride, and I know Danny's going to dig it. The only thing I'm concerned about is Danny's sinking too much money into it. It's a raffle car, so I don't want to lose our shirt on it. Thank you again,
brother.
Yeah,
you bet.
What's your first impressions on this one?
Well, it looks uncomfortable.
3 weeks, start to finish. We have to be done.
This is where we show what we can do for not a lot of dough.
This one's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Look what you bought when you were gone.
Sweet.
You feeling better?
Oh, I'm getting there, man. I'm still a little under the weather. What's up, gents? Every year, we customize a car to raffle off at the Lake Havasu Rockabilly Reunion. Just kind of like a lifestyle meets hot rod meets bike guy. Really cool show. Now, the raffle is a great cause, and the rally brings in some serious car and bike guys, so we always show up with something wicked and cool. This year, Scott and Kevin bought a 66 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, and now it's time to get to work. 66 Coupe de Ville. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I love
this
thing,
man. And I like to say, we bought it at a good amount, too.
What did we end up paying for?
$5,750.
Nice. I mean, it looks like a nice car. Despite an overall slump in car sales at the time, 1966 was Cadillac's best year ever. Leading the pack at almost 19 feet long, the truck-sized Coupe de Ville became a symbol of status and wealth. If you had one, it meant you had arrived. Coupe de Villes had been featured on TV shows like Mad Men and The Sopranos. The model name lasted until 2005 and maintained its level of luxury through the decades. Budget badness, baby. That's what she's going to be.
I love hearing that.
This is where we pull out all the creative stops and we show what we can do for not a lot of dough. So this is what I want to do. We are going to paint the car because the paint obviously needs a lot of help. But here's where we're going to save money. We're going to do it in a satin midnight blue.
That saves buff.
It saves buff and it saves a little bit in the body shop as well. And of course, do your pinstripe magic on it.
We'll do some artwork on the hood, run some lines down the side of it.
Right. We're gonna keep the tires. These white walls are fine. We're gonna eliminate the hubcaps. Ryan, paint these wheels midnight blue, but go gloss on the wheels.
Okay.
And then I wanna lower the car, but no fancy crap. We're just gonna old school cut this thing down and set it down on the ground.
Am I seeing this right? Is Danny trying to stay on budget? I think the flu is messing with his brain. He might need to get sick a little bit more often. I take a couple days off.
Excuse me, I'm still getting over my crud. Interior's not bad, you guys, in all honesty. So here's what I want to do. It needs repair, not replace. Let's find some dark blue material. Maybe you can find something with a little funk to it. So the interior now will stay light blue with dark blue accents. We've just built a really, really, really cool car for not a lot of money.
3 weeks, start to finish. We have to be done.
This one's going to be hard.
Yeah.
This one's going to be hard.
Yeah, this one's going to be hard. When can you start?
Today.
Today, awesome. Harry, have at it. Tony, jump in mechanically along the way. Man, I am psyched to see this one come together. I really believe that we can make this Cadillac wicked for not a lot of money. Scott's happy, I'm happy, but I can tell you, ain't gonna be nobody happier than the cat that wins the keys to this baby and gets to drive her home. Somebody's gonna freak out when they win this car.
You're talking about you? Because you're gonna have to give it away.
I'm gonna freak out having to hand the keys over and the title over to somebody. I'm gonna freak out. Scary thing about it is, don't let me drive it when it's done.
Let's go on. Let's just get out of here and stop staring at her. I know you're not keeping her.
I'll meet you guys later on today.
We got other stuff to do today.
Jill, come on. We'll take you into the bike shop here. I want to introduce you to Shannon.
Okay.
He's my A number one in bike land.
Cool.
Jill contacted me a couple of weeks ago, and she wanted to talk to me about building a custom chop. So she's here today. So I'm bringing her back to meet Shannon so we can talk to her about exactly what she's looking for. Jill here, she's been riding for a long time, and she's just in the mood for a custom bike.
Cool.
So we're gonna just go pick her brain here a little bit. Like, what's your current scoop?
I have an old Yamaha, which was my first starter bike, and then I've got a Triumph Speedmaster.
Nice.
You know, they're both really cool, but when I get out of my Toyota and into a Ferrari, so to speak.
I think we can accommodate
it. Yeah.
What I really want in a bike was something a little more hardcore. I go to all these stores, and it's always, oh, we can lower this, or we can move the seat. So I figured, why don't I just build one that already fits me?
What's your first impressions on this one?
Well, it looks uncomfortable.
Well, you know, we can do a seat. Or you want to try it on and see what you think about
it? Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Oh, look, I don't even have to, like, really lift my leg to get on.
You got to crawl down on this. What do you think?
I think it's kind of cool, actually.
Nice. Jill, tell me, since we kind of got the overall vibe going here, give me some of the things that'll make it Jill's bike.
Well, definitely drag bars.
Drag bars down low?
Yeah.
I got you. What about all this black?
I still want it to be shiny, but I don't want to polish any more chrome.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain what I want.
Black chrome.
Let's go with black chrome.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's black chrome?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
That would be awesome. Yep.
Then I have this really cool red nail polish at home, and it's got like a little bit of gold flake in it because I'm a gold kind of girl.
Nice. Love it. We've really got a good look going with this whole bike. We need to do a really cool custom seat that really complements the bike. Do you like tooled leather, hand-tooled leather?
That would be kind of cool.
It'll look like an expensive handbag.
Absolutely. How does that sound?
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll match my chaps.
Jill is totally stoked to get this bike built. Frankly, I'm excited for us to get started on it. She's got the style. She's got the vision. Now, got to find out if she's got the budget. Well, now I have to ask the ugly question, and that is the question of budget. We've, I know. What were you looking at?
Okay, don't hate me.
Okay.
Okay, but, I don't know, maybe around 30?
I don't hate you. At 30, you're really in the ballpark, but we've got some really high-end features on it. You know, would you feel comfortable? Could you go to, like, 35, and I promise we won't go a dime over that?
Well,
I mean, if there's any way we can go under, but yeah, that would be the tops.
Well, that's a little more to think about, obviously.
I got you.
So, Just don't tell my mother.
Absolutely. It's always great to see somebody so excited about their build, and Jill is beside herself. Frankly, I can't wait for us to make it happen for her. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Goalie, bring that baby out.
Yeah, look at it.
Right, all right.
Episode.
I say it's time we give away a Cadillac.
The boys are hard at work on that caddy that we're raffling off in the Lake Havasu Rockabilly Reunion, and this thing is coming out sweet. Now, in the meantime, Jill's chopper is done. It's bad. It's gorgeous. This is her first customized chop, so Shannon and I, we really wanted to do something special for her. We wanted to give it that extra Vegas flair, and I cannot wait to see her reaction.
You ready to get in a win?
Yes, I am.
You ready to see this?
I can't wait.
Are you stoked?
I am. I didn't sleep all night, but I'm like, I can't wait.
I love it.
It's going to be the best bike on the planet.
Absolutely. Rolly, Shannon, bring that baby out. Let's see this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It sounds awesome.
Check this thing out. Check this thing out.
Perfect. It's as if Danny read my mind. Like, he looked into my soul and just, I mean, it's me all over. Look at it.
All right. All right.
Oh, my God.
Jill's bike came out smoking. She got her red nail polish vibe on it, mixed in with some gold leaf. Stir that up with some old school Vegas charm right down to the hand-tooled leather seat. A big, beautiful V-twin black chrome engine backed up by a 6-speed transmission. It's the perfect blend of modern meets old school, all in this gorgeous one-of-a-kind custom chop.
I love it. So glad you're digging it. That's right. Keep polishing it. Because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to go to bike week. Men are going to come over. They're going to say, can I wash that for you? And nice. I'm going to go, yes, yes, you can. Don't scratch it.
Glad you're taking the bike.
I'm taking it everywhere.
You live here?
I do now, yeah.
Rolly, she's really not interested. Hey, maybe I need an accent.
Is that what it's going to be?
I'll give you some lesson after work.
They're fighting over me. It's working already.
Your evil plan is working.
See you later.
You ready to get in a win?
Yeah.
I gotta see this, darling.
Nobody's gonna keep up with me on this one.
Maiden voyage, darling. Be careful. We're watching. I am thrilled with how this bike turned out. When we were talking to Jill about her ideas, I could see its potential. But now, seeing this thing finished, it has blown past all of our expectations. Plus the fact we nailed it for under her $30,000 budget. You know what? I just realized I forgot about the check. Oh. That girl's so happy, we may never see her again.
Nope.
Oh, dude.
Well, the day is finally here. Me and the whole Counts Customs crew are at Lake Havasu for the annual Rockabilly Reunion. I love it. This is the fifth year for the event, and it has grown huge.
That's the hottest Rolly's ever been.
There's live bands, food, pin-up girls. It's awesome. But most of all, it's a car lover's paradise. Let me say, Kenny, congratulations on the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
If my eyes do not deceive me, we're probably looking at about double the size.
Yeah, a little bit more than double.
A little bit more than double.
Last year, yeah.
Kenny is the mastermind behind this Rockabilly Reunion, and I cannot wait to show him this gorgeous Cadillac sled that we brought down to raffle off this year. We came out swinging this year for you, man. It's a 1966 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, and it's pimp.
No way. It's sweet.
Absolutely. That's what we're giving away this year, man. Only at your show.
That thing is sick.
That's him. This Cadillac has been an absolute labor of love for the shop. We tore this car down to bare metal, gave it a satin black midnight blue paint job with metal flake in it, custom pinstriping, a full custom blue interior. This car is sick. Whoever wins this ride, they're going to be styling.
Counts Customs, they blow my mind every year. This Cadillac, it was like off the showroom floor. I can't wait to see the expression on the person's face that wins this thing. And St. Jude's is going to benefit so big for this. And I'm honored that they picked this charity for my event.
Yeah. So we get to the stage, and it's an absolute mob scene. Kevin and I are trying to get this Cadillac up front without running anybody over.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Looking good.
What's up? I got a set of keys right here. I got a title somewhere. A portion of these proceeds are going to St. Jude's Ranch out of Boulder City to help the kids. I say it's time we give away a Cadillac. Make some noise for Kenny. He's going to pull the winning ticket right now. Kevin Mack. How did that happen?
He's just kidding. He's just kidding.
How does he do that every year? The ticket number is 685-350. Right here? All right, we're gonna confirm the number right here. Let's see your ticket, man. Let's see your ticket.
Hey.
When I heard Danny call my number, I was absolutely speechless. My daughter walked by it and said, "Dad, you better buy us a ticket because we need to get that car." So that's what we did.
Brother man, it's keys to your Cadillac.
It's one of those things, you buy tickets all the time hoping you win and you never do, you know? When we did, you just don't know what to say. It just chokes you up.
We're just so stoked.
But this Cadillac's been one of a kind.
Hey, what's up?
Congratulations.
You called it, darling. Man, what a day. I think it's safe to say that Norm and his family are going to be driving away from the Rockabilly reunion, the happiest group of people on the planet. I have no idea how we're going to top this next year. We're going to have to pull out all the stops. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Yeah.